It's time for the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor, and I'm here along with my co-host, Chris Weigel, where every weekend we are here and we're doing life together. And as always, we're so glad that you've joined us.
That's right, Dr. Linda. Valentine's Day weekend, big kink in the plans for me.
Oh, yeah? Why?
We have a baby on the way.
Valentine's Day in the delivery room? Or
possibly.
Wow, you could have a Valentine's baby.
You never know.
You never know.
We're just taking it easy, 1 hour at a time.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And we could say Happy Valentine's Weekend to everyone.
Right.
In fact, we could make this Happy Valentine's Day month, as far as I'm concerned.
So you must be a Valentine's Day fan.
I am loving Valentine's Day. But here's the thing, Chris. It's always really challenging, mm-hmm. I think, to come up with some kind of new idea to celebrate.
Right.
I have to admit, we've had our share of dinner, movie, pretty standard. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say it's boring, because it's never boring to go out to dinner with my husband.
Right.
I mean, we've been Valentines for a very long time. But, you know, I think we got to rev it up some of these times.
Right. Yes.
So I'm trying to think of some really good ideas. And if you keep listening today, you're going to get some good ideas, because we've looked into this a little bit. And mm-hmm. while everybody that's listening to us may not have a special Valentine, you can still celebrate this weekend, because what it is about is it's really about sharing your love with somebody,
right.
showing someone that you care about them. That could be your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a parent and you have small children, we're going to talk in a little bit about how much fun you can have with kids, because kids love a lot of the stuff about the holiday as well.
Right. And Valentine's Day is celebrated all over the world. And we'll talk about those traditions in this next segment. But I didn't know about the roots of this holiday. Did you?
No. I started thinking about it when we were looking at the dates and seeing that this was mm-hmm. Valentine weekend. And I thought, how many times have we heard a story about how Valentine's Day began? Now, here's the problem. I looked it up on the internet, which is always the source of all truth, right?
That's the authority. That's
yeah.
right.
But there are a whole bunch of legends. So mm-hmm. I just picked the one I liked.
Right.
So here you go. A Christian priest, so that's partly why I liked it, mm-hmm. named St. Valentine, which I do believe there was a priest
right.
named St. Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
What he did is he would help lovers get married during the reign of Claudius. And this was in 269 AD, so long, long
wow,
time
yeah.
ago. Apparently, the emperor thought soldiers should not get married. Maybe thought they weren't good on the battlefield
right.
or that they should be singly focused on war or something. He didn't think that what St. Valentine was doing was a good thing. And so St. Valentine was executed. But then here's the cool part of the story. Mm. While he's awaiting his impending execution, he falls in love with the blind daughter of the jailer.
Oh, wow.
And he sent her a note before he was executed that said, "From your Valentine."
Ah.
So don't you like that?
Well, they didn't exactly live happily ever after.
They did not. So it's kind of tragic love, like
Definitely.
Romeo and Juliet. He expressed his love for her, and then he dies.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you know that the Roman Catholic Church dropped St. Valentine from the official calendar
well,
in 1969, likely due to the unclear origins of the holiday?
Yeah, so maybe they didn't right. like that story based on all the legends that are out there.
Right.
So they don't want to make it official.
Well, that's one way to take care of the problem. Just brush it under the rug.
Yeah, there you go. We have a show on that. It's called We Need to Talk.
That's right.
Obviously, no matter what the origins were, the holiday has caught on. What I love is going through the Hallmark cards.
Oh, that's right.
One mm-hmm. of our producers, Katie Reshetko, was looking through the ones, and she picked out some really funny mm-hmm. Valentine cards that you could go to the store and probably find. Some of these are very funny.
Happy Singles Awareness Day. Have fun watching The Notebook with your cat.
That's terrible. Oh, my gosh.
That's not funny at all. That's mean.
Well,
that's
it's
really
singles
mean.
Awareness. So that we're trying to say it's okay, but adding The Notebook well, with the cat is not so good.
If one single gives this card to another single.
That could be funny.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
But if a couple gives this card to a single person.
Not so nice.
It's not funny at all, no.
Here's my favorite, because I have issues with Kanye. So it says, "I love you like Kanye loves Kanye." If you don't know who Kanye West is, you're not missing much here, okay?
He loves
that's
himself.
Terrible. He
right.
does like himself a lot. Yes, he does.
"I love you more than the first cup of coffee."
Oh, wow.
That's a stretch.
That is saying a lot for me. If I gave that to my husband, he would know that I really love him, because as we're sitting here, probably not on my first cup of coffee here, I'm on my second or third.
Right.
Here's one that my kids would really like. I'd share my Netflix password with you.
Wow.
So you have to feel love.
Definitely.
To share that password.
Yes. Your friendship means more to me than the last slice of pizza. That's big.
That's big?
Yeah.
That's big for you. Here's the last one. There's so many of these. We could go on and on, but here's one more. There's no one else I'd rather lie in bed and look at my phone next to.
The world we live in today.
We're kind of joking with it, and you can look at these, and there's so many funny ones. But what I do like is there are Valentine cards for a whole bunch of different people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people sitting here going, Valentine's Day, really, what a downer. This is depressing because I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have a girlfriend. I don't have a special someone in my life. You've got a parent. You've got some special child.
Right.
You've got a Sunday school teacher. You've got somebody.
I still get Valentine's cards from my mom.
Do you really? And I had an aunt, and she's passed away since, but every Valentine's Day, I love this. She's this old German lady. She would send us a dollar in a card every single Valentine's Day to all of these kids. I thought that was so sweet.
Right.
Well, here's the big one. I want to say happy Valentine's and happy birthday to my dad. My dad is a Valentine baby, Chris. Your baby and my dad could have the same birthday.
How old is he?
He is 95. This Valentine's Day, and he's going strong. But let me tell you, it's really hard to find Valentine birthday cards. So I hope your child is not born on Valentine's Day.
Well, the birthday card section is reduced to a little thing in the corner during Valentine's
Day. It's like there's three of them in
the
whole section. So it's always challenging. So I usually opt for buying him a birthday card and then throwing a Valentine's Day card in there. But happy 95th, Dad.
Unbelievable.
I'm so glad that I've had my dad around for that many years and can show him I love him.
Well, before we go to the break, let's go to the streets and listen to some of what our listeners have to say. Some people don't like the idea of Valentine's Day being forced on them to show love and affection.
My boyfriend and I don't get each other gifts on Valentine's Day because we decided that it saves money, and we both have like gift anxiety that we're going to get the person like the wrong thing, and it saves a lot of time and angst.
I'm not feeling it because I don't think it gets to the spirit behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if you do some kind of grand gesture, that's not going to make you suddenly more emotionally intimate, or it's not going to say that your bond of love is even more secure.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, Chris, sadly, February, if you didn't know this, is the leading month for divorce. The leading month for divorce.
Right.
What happens is there's a lot of struggling couples that go through the holidays, and then they come up to Valentine's Day and they go, I don't want to do this. I don't want to pretend.
Right.
And so this is when they divorce. I think we need to think about that a little bit more.
Definitely, definitely. Well, you're listening to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. It's What Are Your Special Plans for Valentine's Day? We're talking about all things love, and coming up, we've got some interesting tidbits on the Valentine's Day traditions of other countries. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Mental Health Minute. Here's Dr. Linda.
Is every spare minute of your life filled with some activity, event, or demand? If so, you could be suffering from a very common American disease. It's called overcommitment, and it has seeped into every area of our lives. I'm Dr. Linda, the relationship doctor, and yes, I'll admit it, I've fallen prey to overcommitment in my life just like I imagine you have. Saying no occasionally is the best defense against overcommitment. But if it's too late and you're already overcommitted, here's a little tip to help you make it through. In the busiest days, you can still stop and take five just for yourself. When your heart is racing and your thoughts are whirling inside your head, your effectiveness just plummets. But if you'll pause right in the middle of all the hubbub, maybe close your eyes, breathe deeply, and remind yourself that the current task will be completed, you'll feel an immediate sense of relief. Then you can head back into the job at hand with renewed focus and energy. And when the next chance comes to overcommit, it comes your way, you can work on your priorities by just saying, hey, no.
Hey, it's Chris Weigel here. If you missed the Dr. Linda Mental Show, you can catch up by reading her blogs or listening to her podcasts on the MyFaithRadio.com website.
Did you know you have a conflict style? Everybody does. Are you a conflict avoider? Maybe you don't avoid, but instead react intensely. Or perhaps you are a great negotiator. Dr. Linda Mento offers a free conflict quiz when you visit her website, www.drlindahelps.com. Click on the picture of her latest book, We Need to Talk. Then have a friend or your partner take the quiz too, and see if you can navigate conflict successfully.
To take the conflict style quiz, click on the cover of Dr. Linda's latest book at drlindahelps.com.
It's a Valentine's Day weekend here on the Dr. Linda Mitchell Show. Welcome back. You know, Dr. Linda, Valentine's Day makes me think of roses and chocolate.
Yeah.
And those massive, giant teddy bears.
The teddy bears.
But recently, I've learned that other countries have their own Valentine's Day traditions.
Yeah, so we're going to look at a couple of those because they're very interesting. So let's take Denmark, for example.
Okay.
I'm terrible with the Denmark pronunciations
because
there's like a lot
things.
Of vowels in everything that they write. Right. The men give women gekabov,
right.
If that sounds very Danish, I don't know. It's known as a joking letter consisting of a funny poem or some kind of rhyme that they've written on a really intricately cut piece of paper, like a snowflake, mm-hmm. and then they sign it with anonymous dots. Does it make any sense? So if the woman who receives the gekabov mm-hmm. can correctly guess the sender, she earns herself an Easter egg later that year.
That's a lot of work for an Easter egg.
That's a lot of work. Let's see, they have to write a poem, a joking letter, a funny poem, a rhyme, cut something that looks really creative and fun, and then she has to guess. So that could be fun. So are you going to try this?
No.
I might do this with Norm.
We'll stick
this
with the giant teddy bears.
All right, let's move to South Korea. Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day is actually a 3-month event.
Oh, wow.
I think I'm liking that.
3 months.
3 months of talking about your love. So on February 14th, it's up to the woman. So the woman is the one who has to woo the man.
Okay.
She has to woo him with chocolates and candies and flowers and all the things that you just said.
And giant teddy bears.
It doesn't say teddy bears in there, but candy at least and flowers and chocolates and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Then on March 14th, another month later, the holiday is known as White Day. And it's the men's turn to give chocolates and flowers.
So the men are not off the hook
They're
yet.
Not off. Right. They just get another month to think about it and figure it out. Maybe they have to one-up the other woman. I don't know what that is.
Right.
And then they give gifts to their loved ones as well. Then the third holiday is for all the singles. All the singles on April 14th. And that's known as Black Day. Oh. I don't know if that's a good thing. On this day, it's customary for people to mourn their single status by eating dark bowls of jjangmyeon.
Okay.
You like that? Or black bean paste noodles.
Ugh.
I don't know. What do you think about that one?
Well,
it's 3 months.
It's all out on the table here. The woman gets an opportunity.
Then the man.
The man. And then the singles.
But it's kind of segregating it out.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe that's fun. Maybe that's good. Let us mm-hmm. know what you think about that. How about take us to England, Chris?
On the eve of Valentine's Day, women in England used to place 5 bay leaves on their pillows. Okay. One at each corner and one in the center to bring them dreams of their future husbands.
Bay leaves?
Bay leaves, yes.
Will you understand the significance of that?
No. The only thing I know about a bay leaf is it's in vegetable soup.
Yeah. So I'm going to try that. I'm going to put 5 bay leaves on Norm's pillow and see what he thinks when he wakes up.
See what
but
he
they
has
can cut you.
About.
Those bay leaves can cut you.
Right.
That could be dangerous. Don't swallow them. I know that. So it's customary for women in South Africa to wear their hearts on their sleeves on February 14th. So the women pin the names of their love interests on their shirt sleeves, which is also an ancient Roman tradition known as Lupercalia. Does that sound really Roman?
Lupercalia, yeah.
So if you put the name of your interest or your lover on your sleeve and the lover doesn't share that, what happens? Is that a good thing? Because if the lover isn't interested in you, you've got the name on there.
Right.
I don't know. So anyway, that was real fun.
You could wear the name on the sleeve to no avail.
You could, but then you might not get reciprocated love,
right.
And that could be devastating.
Right. It does go without saying that sometimes, and this is the case with us this year, me and my wife, that children can get in the way of big romantic evenings.
Aw.
Now listen to this guy. Maybe you feel the same way.
Oh, I would love it if my wife and I get to go on a smoking hot date. Now, the thing one is finding a babysitter for 6 kids. So we'll see.
6 kids.
And they've had a few smoking hot dates, don't you think, if they have 6 kids?
6, yes.
That's wild.
Wow, with 6 kids, they won't be celebrating Valentine's Day effectively for a while, probably. And as much as you might want to spend time with your spouse on Valentine's Day, it can also be a great day to remind your kids of how much you love them, too. And I mentioned this earlier that my mom still sends Valentine's cards.
I think it's great when you have little kids to do all kinds of little fun Valentine's things. We used to do this all the time when our kids were little. They love the food, first of all. And if you need ideas, all you have to do is go to Pinterest, and you can find so many ideas in terms of cooking fun stuff, getting the kids involved. You can start off the day with strawberry smoothies for breakfast, and then you know, you can put chocolates in their lunch. And, of course, if you make cards with your kids, that's so much fun. If you want to send cards, go buy them with your kids and then bring them in from school, that's really great.
Or you can also try this, have the kids give mom the roses.
And then what you could do to make it non-traditional is on each stem, you could attach a note for a future date, something that maybe mom would enjoy, like maybe going to the symphony or something like that.
Right.
Or here's an idea. You could have 11 roses delivered to your wife and then give her the 12th yourself while you're reading her a poem or doing something romantic in person.
Great idea.
Or you can give your loved one a dozen roses and you could have 11 of them be real and one an artificial rose just to give it a little more punch and a note that says, I'll love you until the last one wilts.
Oh.
Where
did
you like
get,
that?
Where did
oh,
you
I
get
know.
These ideas?
I can't say I just came up with them. I probably looked them up. Or here's one more on the roses idea. You can give an alternative bouquet. Sometimes roses are great. They're a symbol of love, but they're also kind of predictable. So you could try doing something else. Give a bouquet of balloons or give a potted plant or some kind of miniature tree, little thing that would be in the workplace. Or if she's got a sweet tooth, you can always give a candy bouquet, which I'm very fond of.
Right.
And if you're good with crafts, you could make something really unusual. I know you're good with crafts, Chris, so that you
definitely
could make something.
Origami, absolutely. Right up my alley.
You could make a book about why you love your spouse and why you're thankful for her. There was a woman who sent this idea, and she said she did it. He loved it. He said it was the best gift he'd ever gotten, and it helped her when she was doing it to focus on the things that she loved about her husband.
Right.
And not on his shortcomings. Another thing you could do is volunteer together. We don't always think of this. We think of this maybe around Christmas, but you could also go to a soup kitchen or take flowers to a nursing home or to the residents there. Do something special for those people. I know, having had my mom in a nursing home for part of the time, that that really was a pick-me-upper. Go to a shelter. Do something to help people who are struggling in the area of love and need your constant attention or some kind of attention. That would be really great.
Sort of like I mentioned a minute ago, you can give 6 different love notes with specific traits you admire about the person, written on heart-shaped notes, scatter them throughout the house, and the person would enjoy that.
Like a scavenger hunt, you
right.
could look for them too. You could do it that way. Or you could create something together. You might go out to a movie, or you might want to make your own movie in your house. I don't know how that would work, but a lot of people do things like that. Or some kind of funny thing that you could do, making a script, or go for a walk in the park and snap photographs and then try to put them together. Do something together.
Right.
And I love this one. This is one that I saw over and over on the internet. I thought it was fun. Be a tourist in your own city.
Great idea.
So no matter where you live, there's probably something you haven't seen, someplace you haven't been. Take the time and get to know your city a little better. That's a good one.
How many New Yorkers have never been to the Statue of Liberty?
Probably a lot. Because
right.
when you live in a town, you tend not to go to the tourist attractions.
Exactly. Well, here's a woman who has a different idea with whom to spend Valentine's Day.
Hanging out with my dog. That's about it. Sorry, it's not more exciting.
Oh, it's okay. No, it's fine.
I just adopted him today.
There's an idea.
Well, she loves her dog.
Right.
That's a good idea, but maybe she should take someone to a dog park and have a date.
Right.
Or maybe think she should invite a friend. Here's something fun. A global poll conducted by Reuters revealed that 1 in 5 people would rather spend Valentine's Day with their pet than their partner. That's sad.
Well, see, you're the relationship doctor.
I know.
So you,
I have to look into that.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So if you're having a hard time picking between the two, you might want to go to the pet park, but then try to focus on a real person. I don't know. If you're single, just do something. Go play with your dog and don't get too crazy about it.
Right.
I think we do want to focus on people. I think it's great to love your animal, but maybe focus a little bit more on people.
That's right. Valentine's Day is great for couples and dating relationships
yeah.
and in marriage. But what about those who are single? And we touched on that earlier.
We want to make sure that the singles feel included. We can't wait for the South Korea where it takes 3 months to get to the
right.
singles.
Right.
So we actually had a few people who did tell us what they're going to do on their single awareness plan. Let's listen.
I actually do not have any Valentine's Day plans. That comes with the territory of being single. So probably just curling up on the couch with a nice blanket and watching a movie. See, here's the issue, is not once have I celebrated Valentine's Day with anyone. Like my record for dates is I've never made it past a second date. So I've never made it to Valentine's Day once.
Oh, I need to see him in therapy. Here's a girl who isn't going to let singleness get in her way.
Yeah, I mean, some people celebrate holidays and they don't really know what's behind it, but
I think the ultimate spirit behind this holiday is to love, and I'm all about that. So I think it's a great time because you can give a Valentine's Day gift to anyone. You can give them to friends. You can give them to neighbors. You can give them to your family members. So I think I'm all about celebrating love in general. Yeah. In the past, I've always done like, well, we used to call it a bitter singles day, but then we're like, we're not going to be bitter about being single. And so I used to just get my girls together and we would like go bowling or have like a movie night and bring like chocolate and sparkling cider or wine, whatever, come together and just do something fun and love on each other. Because some of my friends had boyfriends who were far away and then some of them just were single like me. So we just kind of hang out together. So that's what I would probably do. But this semester, I'm probably just focusing my thesis.
Well, at least she has her priorities.
But I like her attitude. Definitely I like right. it. She moved from bitter Singles Day to Happy Valentine's Day.
Right. She has a fantastic attitude.
She does.
Well, today we are talking about what are your special plans for Valentine's Day. It's the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Stay tuned.
Conflict is a part of every healthy relationship. How you deal with conflict is what will either grow or destroy relationships. Do you avoid? Maybe you become highly emotional and then regret what you said or did. Getting control of our emotions is not always easy, but it is possible. Hi, this is Dr. Linda Mental, and I wrote the book We Need to Talk in order to help all of us deal better with conflict.
Dr. Linda Mental's latest book, We Need to Talk, is available now in bookstores everywhere. Or visit her online at drlindahelps.com. drlindahelps.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Weigel, co-host of the Dr. Linda Mental Show. And if you want to share a thought with Dr. Linda, just tweet at Dr. Linda Mental. This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show. It's a Valentine's Day weekend. Welcome back. And Dr. Linda, we have a listener who really puts Valentine's Day in perspective.
To me, Valentine's, when I get up in the morning, the first thing I give glory to the love of my soul, which is Jesus Christ himself. And then I thank the Lord for giving me a wonderful husband, 28 years of marriage with two sons. I give him the glory first, and then I appreciate my husband.
Wow.
That's perfect.
That's a great perspective, and it gets at some of the real issues when we're talking about love. It's not just this feeling, which was a very popular song many, many years ago. We could both sing.
That's right.
More than a feeling.
That's it.
It is more than a feeling, right? So love is being able to express yourself, and that lady just did that beautifully by expressing how she felt about her husband, but also expressing how she felt about the love of God. Mm-hmm. When you have a safe and a trusting environment, Chris, you can express love any time of the year, and we need to do that. Maybe one of the things Valentine's Day does is it helps us remember to express that love. Love is being able to disagree with someone without worrying that this is going to become a real problem, that you can still be together and you can still be with that person and still disagree. And love needs to be real and authentic and reciprocal. So it's real important when we express our love to someone that people also express their love back. It also respects boundaries. And, you know, if you're in a relationship, you need to recognize that there are healthy boundaries that we put into love. When we're in a relationship where we love someone, we try to encourage them and support them. Maybe that's part of what Valentine's Day is all about. We're encouraging each other. We're supporting each other. We're accepting each other. And we're also willing to sacrifice for the good of others when we love somebody. Expand your idea of Valentine's Day and help it to include these really good points about love in general.
In your points about love, you said love is, love is, love is, love is. And we'll get to that in 1 Corinthians.
Right.
But before we do, speaking of the Bible, if you think it doesn't have romance, think again.
That's right.
Have you read Song of Solomon?
That's a really romantic book, and I'm going to read a paragraph from that. Remember that one suggestion that you should write some kind of a poem? Mm-hmm. That was a joking poem, wasn't it? They were saying, write the joking. But here's not a joking one, and if you really are looking for something beautiful to write, you can take this right out of the Song of Solomon. It begins with this. Oh, get up, dear friend, my fair and beautiful lover. Come to me. Come, my shy and modest dove. Leave your seclusion. Come out in the open. Let me see your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is soothing and your face is ravishing. Your smile is generous and full, expressive and strong and clean. Your lips are jewel red, your mouth elegant and inviting. Your veiled cheeks soft and radiant. The smooth, lithe lines of your neck command notice. All heads turn in awe and admiration.
That's in the Bible.
Yeah, and I'm going to stop there because then it gets a little bit more detailed. And this is a family show.
Right.
But it's amazing when you read that,
right,
how sensuous it is in a very healthy way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we don't need to be afraid of that when we're Christians. Showing that kind of love and affection to our partner in a romantic, in a healthy marriage, it's wonderful to have that kind of expression. So read that. Maybe read it together.
Right.
See what happens.
Within the confines of marriage, sometimes people still shy away from that language some.
I know.
It's right there in the Word.
Before our time closes here, we want to get to reminding you that very famous passage in 1 Corinthians 13, where God really describes love in such a wonderful way to us. So let's just move through that. I want to give you the talking points of love. Love is patient. It's kind. It doesn't envy. It's not proud. It doesn't dishonor others. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but it rejoices with the truth. And I love this, Chris. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Mm. And then, of course, the last one that we all remember, love never fails. Isn't that good?
It's very good.
That's just such a good reminder to us about what true love looks at. The culture makes it all about giving things and gifts and trying to outdo one another with lavish presents and stuff. This Valentine's Day, let's make it about this love that we find in 1 Corinthians 13. If you want to show true love this Valentine's Day, get out your Bible, read 1 Corinthians 13, maybe read that Song of Solomon. Perhaps take a few tips that we gave you. Those were great tips. I'm going to try the bay leaves thing just for fun. I'm sorry. I'm going to do that.
Dr. Norm will
He will be
it.
Like, what is going on? Why is there cooking stuff on my bed? But that will bring a great discussion.
That's right.
And so look around, find somebody that you can love this Valentine's Day. So we want to wish you a very happy Valentine's weekend. Everybody who's listening, love with the love of God. Do something special for those special people in your life. And remember, God, who is love, loves you with an everlasting love. That's all the time we have today. Many thanks to our producer, Katie Reshetko, our engineer, Caleb Carpenter, our man on the street, Derek Battle, and our social media director, Hannah Duke. And thanks, of course, to you, Chris, my co-host, who makes this show a conversation. From all of us here at Faith Radio, we'll talk to you next weekend. In the meantime, remember, we are here and we're doing life together, and it's better when you don't have to do it alone.
The Dr. Linda Mental Show is a production of WQLU-FM 90.9 in Lynchburg, Virginia.